That's our ring. Time for Lemonettes. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find both Lum and Abner, Lum's house, getting dressed for Pearl Peabody's wedding. Listen.
Well, honey, me and Lum are hurrying just as fast as we can. Oh, we'll be over in just a few minutes now. Yeah, I know what time it's getting to be, but Elizabeth, all I got left to do is just put on my necktie. Yeah, well, we'll hurry. All right, honey. Goodbye. Doggone, I never will get finished if she keeps calling me up that way.
Well, you know how women folks is at a time like this. They just go all to pieces.
Yeah, I know. Elizabeth's just coming all unstrung already. I just hate to think what it'll be like when we actually get into the wedding.
No telling.
Try to make the wedding ceremony short today, Lum, if we will. Don't drag it out like you generally do now.
No, don't worry about me. I'll handle that part of it all right.
And don't make no long speech before ever you get into it, Lum. If you do, we're liable to wind up having a flood over there in the yard.
Flood?
Why, sure. Elizabeth will get the blubbering, and Irving's mama will get the blubbering, too, and all them other women folks. It'll look like we're having a lake wedding instead of a garden wedding.
Yeah, I know just what you're talking about. Women folks are just too emotional, high-strung for any good use. Get nervous over the least little thing.
Oh, you just ought to see Elizabeth, Lum. She's just nervouser than a frog sitting on a hot stove right now. When I was over a little bit ago helping her move the organ out in the yard there, Elizabeth hardly knowed what she was doing.
I don't doubt it at all.
Would you help me tie this necktie? I just can't seem to get it somewhere.
Yeah, all right. Turn around here.
And she was starting in to puddle up then, too, when I was over there, both her and Miss Cotter.
Well, stand still, Abner.
I don't know where they was actual crying or just practicing up. It's just hard to tell sometimes.
Abner, I can't tie this if you don't stand still.
Oh, well, I'm trying to. I'm sorry, Lum. My knees just sort of seem kind of jumpy or something today.
Yeah, I think I'm getting it now. No, that's wrong. Wait a minute.
You know, Lum, if I was a woman, I believe I'd be ashamed of myself the way they act at weddings.
Yeah, well, just twixt me and you, Abner, I think they enjoy acting that way. I'm pretty sure that's the reason Sister Simpson's always willing to play the organ at a funeral for nothing, just so she can set up in front there and show how good she can cry.
Yeah, well, she's good at it, too. She's going to waterlog the whole keyboard someday.
Oh, now, that's cute, yeah. Can't seem to get this right. You know, it's harder to tie a tie on somebody else than it is yourself.
Well, hurry up, Lum. They're waiting for us over there.
Just a minute here. I got an idea.
Wait a minute. What are you doing that for?
I want to untie mine and tie it over again to recollect how you do it.
Well, hurry up and recollect it, Lum. Elizabeth will skin me alive now if I'm late to Pearl's wedding.
Let's see now. This goes through here and... No, that still ain't right.
Don't that other end there go around the other way?
No. That's cuter. I've been tying my tie every Sunday for over 40 years now. Don't what's wrong with me. I'm all thumbs, looks like.
Well, here, wait a minute. Maybe I can tie yours for you.
No, let me try it once more. I better sit down, though. Knees feel kind of shaky or something.
Was that your ring, Lum?
Might have been. I don't know. You might as well answer it, though. More likely for you.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth. Either her or little Pearl saying that Elizabeth has went complete to pieces. Well, hush up. I'm coming. Hello? Well, we air hurrying, honey. Elizabeth, we can't come over there without our neckties on, can we? I know that's what we was doing when you called last time.
Now, this end goes through here. No.
Well, all right, honey. Yes, all right. Goodbye. Oh, Lord me, that woman. Jumpier than a rabbit's nose. Don't know whether she's coming or going.
Well, right. Abner, hang up the receiver. Don't put it in your pocket.
Pocket? Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Well, how come me to do a thing like that?
Abner, I better try tying this tie on you again. I can't seem to do anything with mine.
Yeah, all right. You know what Elizabeth said, Lum. She said if we couldn't get our ties tied, why, come over there and she'd do it for us.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Just imagine her trying to do that in her condition.
Oh, yeah, nervous and high-strung as she is. Well, yeah. That just goes to prove what we've been saying about the feminine-female mind. Granny, this still ain't right.
Well, maybe, Lum, if you... Wait a minute. Somebody knocking out on it. Now, who in the world could that be?
I don't know. More than likely somebody coming over to get us. Come right on in.
Oh, look out. You're choking me, Lum.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello, fellas. Oh, hello, Ben.
Oh, howdy, Ben. I'm just on my way over to the wedding, and I thought I'd walk over with you, Lum.
Well, good. Proud to have you, Ben.
I was afraid I'd miss you, though. What are you doing over here, Abner?
Oh, just trying to get dressed. There weren't room for me over at my place with the Cotters and Uncle Seymour and everybody around there. I'll tell you, that place is a madhouse today.
Fine.
Say, Ben, maybe you got here just in time to do me and Abner a favor.
Yeah, yeah. A favor, you think?
Yeah.
Well, you fellas must be mind readers. That's exactly why I stopped by here, to have you do me a favor.
Huh?
Now, let's see which pocket I put that in. Oh, here it is. Well, one of you fellas, please help me tie this half-witted thing.
Can't you do that neither?
I don't know what's wrong with me. You'd think I was going to my old wedding, but I couldn't get this thing on today to save me.
Well, I know there's just one thing to do then. Come on, follow me. Here, feller, we better get outside. I think I can hear Sister Simpson pumping up the organ out there.
I can't get over what a fine job your wife did on her ties, Abner.
Yeah, it's just a wonder she could do anything at all, as nervous and upset as she is. You know how women folks are at a time like this.
Fine.
Abner, do you recollect exactly what you're supposed to do now?
Yeah, sure. Or I think so. I take little Pearl and walk down that path they fixed up with the flowers and all.
Yeah, and then you and her stand beside Irwin, right in front of me. Now, he'll be waiting there for you. Can you recollect that?
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, there's the music starting. I think I'll try to find me a seat if there's any left.
Yeah, you better do that, Ben. I'll see you later.
Yes. Hello there, Ben.
Well, hello, Ben. Crazy. Sure is a turnout for this wedding.
Yeah.
Biggest one I ever officiated at, I'll say that.
Yeah, say it long. Speaking about recollecting stuff, don't you forget what I said about making it short now. Don't get up there and say a batch of stuff to make them women folks start puddling up and blubbering all over the place.
Well, don't worry, I won't. You better get over there with little Pearl now.
Yeah, I better. I see Elizabeth motioning to me there.
Yeah, I see you in a minute, Abner. Howdy, Dig.
Hello, Lum.
Howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Good turnout, ain't it? Yeah, you better sit down over there, Grandpap. There comes Pearl and Abner. The wedding march is about to start now. They look nice, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Gathered here today to join together in holy matrimony two of our young friends. A young man who ain't a resident of our community, but after knowing him for these last couple of weeks, I say that it's our loss that he ain't going to settle down here and be one of our neighbors. He's a young man who we can all be proud of for the fine record he made while serving his country during the war. When he got wounded and got sent to a hospital in Paris, France, and there's where he met his future bride, who was also serving her country as a nurse. The bride, who we all know and love, was born and growed up right here in our little city. She was always a good scholar and taking part in school plays and church socials and one thing or another, and many times win gold stars for study attendance at Sunday school. All of us can be mighty proud that such a fine young girl has grown up in our community and is now about to become a happy bride. And I'd like to say I don't believe I've ever saw a prettier bride in all my life.
I'll amen that.
Papa, please.
I reckon we better get on with the ceremony.
Here, take my hanky.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Precede, who giveth this woman in marriage?
Papa. Say, I do.
Oh, I'm the one.
Irwin Francis Cotter, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful unto her so long as you both shall live?
I do.
Lucy Pearl Peabody, Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? To love, honor, and obey him? To keep him in sickness and in health? And forsaking all others, be faithful unto him so long as you both shall live?
I do.
If there's anybody here that can show just cause why this couple should not be joined together, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. By the authority invested in me by the state of Arkansas, as Justice of the Peace of Cloverleaf Township, I now pronounce you man and wife. Here, Abner. Abner, let me help you find a place to sit down.
Oh, don't bother about me, love. Look after Elizabeth. You know how she goes all to pieces at a time like this.
Yes, it's a good thing to have a man's strength and emotional stability to rely on at a time like this.